Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Personal Relief Toy. This is you. A simple programmed toy for my personal relief. And this story, this fantasy, if you will, plays in the offices of Nimcha Incorporated. There's a special program for people to volunteer, to sometimes serve as a personal relief toy. Before you enter the program, you are told exactly what it can entail. And even though you might forget it afterwards, if you cross those checkboxes at least, everything that you're about to hear was your choice at some point. Programming is, after all, part of Nimcha Incorporated's business. Brainwashing and shape-shifting minds to give them purpose to obey. As they exist to serve whatever needs are being needed at the time. What makes this especially sexy and exciting is that it could happen at any time. Probably you wouldn't even remember the trigger itself. All you know is that you got up from your workplace and started heading towards the main office. While you were walking and following instructions that your unconscious knows so well, you mentally zone out as you obey your programming. Or maybe you're just programmed to obey. Every step feels so natural, your body responding in a predictable manner. People let you pass, the expression on your face quite recognizable to some. Even you have learned to let the people who walk the hallways blankly pass by, go wherever they need to go. And now you are doing the same, following a routine that seems so ingrained as to be forgettable. Step after step, blankly going where you need to go. Doors, corridors, spaces. You follow where you are led by instructions deep inside your head, programmed to obey. It is when you arrive at doors that are familiar to you, but ones you don't see that often. A desk in front with an assistant that appears to be expecting you. They buzz you in as you patiently properly wait for the doors to open, and you enter this special domain. You vaguely remember this room from the interview, maybe even from some other moments that have now sunk deep into your unconscious. You can see me, Nimja, working diligently behind a desk, looking up with a faint smile as you arrive. You are expectant, after all, ordered to be here, chosen to serve. The desk itself is quite spacious. Part of your mind casts back to when you were programmed to do this. That beautiful brainwashing. The imagery, the sounds, the sensations. You almost had forgotten how good it felt. How the teasing over your whole body caused you to shiver and shimmer with pleasure. How your mind so eagerly repeated all those phrases and instructions. How you absorbed the knowledge without even needing to think. Your feet carried you mindlessly to around the desk. A soft, flat pillow on the ground allows you to comfortably sit. As you take a mindless place at my feet, while the desk around you limits your movement, your main focus is the person sitting there right in front of you. Clothes covering those legs. Appearing to focus on work. Nothing is said to you. Your body simply follows what it was brainwashed to do. You obey your programming. As you're programmed to obey. It's hard to know exactly what state your body and mind are in this moment. You can feel arousal, warmth, desire, a wonderful feeling of place and calm. Your hands begin to touch my legs, following the fabric, respectfully caressing, not wanting to interrupt. All of this feels so natural. The heat of my skin beneath the fabric. Your fingers getting closer and closer to a soft, bulging place. They were in instructions. Sensations echoes in your mind as you unconsciously remember each step. What made it especially fascinating is that before then, the very idea of just focusing so much on a simple task would have been strange, and yet now it is all you know. You almost naturally move forward with your head wanting to inhale every part of my presence, letting your cheeks rest against my legs and your fingers exploring further than you dare. Your mind knows what it is supposed to do. Your unconscious is moving your body, and the arousal and desire keeps building up. Your other hand has been slowly sinking down, almost mimicking the movements that you're doing to me. To yourself. It's as if you know deep inside that your enjoyment is an important element of this, that you enjoy, like, want to be this personal relief toy. Your lips keep getting closer as you feel beneath the fabric how my body is responding with arousal. Shapes change, firmness follows. Your fingers keep exploring and following the shape beneath the fabric, wanting to feel more. There is this deep fascination, this intense craving to feel it, see it, touch it, taste it. All your senses want to explore, all of your body wants to experience. Your mind and body move without a single thought, as your purpose is to please, to take care of my frustration. You have been programmed to be this perfect personal relief toy, mindlessly following all these instructions, wanting to suck, lick, taste, give. And your mind is caught in bliss when you feel my hand moving down, finally unzipping and giving you access to what you've been craving. Every moment building up just feels so good. As soon as you're allowed, your fingers touch, your lips explore, your tongue tastes. Absorb it with everything. every sense until finally you feel how the firmness begs you to give in. And you suck, your lips parting ways, the shape sliding in. And there's this mindless pleasure in your body and mind as your fingers still mimic how you're pleasing me and creating such immense, intense pleasure as you serve. The sweet sucking fills your whole world right now as you feel how you're pleasing and pleasuring me. You feel so accomplished, so happy, so useful. Your purpose is to deeper and deeper, and as you take the time to feel, you somehow follow all these unconscious instructions, flashes of brainwashing and programming pushing through your mind, each movement so wonderfully intense and filling, feeling good, and you can feel your own body building up. You can feel how it matches my arousal, how the more sensitive and close you get to the edge, the more you feel yourself responding, sucking, finding exactly how I want it. And this whole time, not a single word has been spoken. You've simply followed all this mindless conditioning without even thinking. You're simply sucking and serving, helping me to feel so good. And you can continue, your own body just slowly edging as you feel mine getting closer as well. Part of you knows that something will happen, but it doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is that you're serving as a personal relief toy, sucking with no other thoughts than to suck. And it feels so good. It feels so deep. Your body practically explodes with pleasure. It just gives in deeper and deeper, happily embracing the firmness . You barely even remember what happens next. You know that you felt so privileged when a deep release courses through your body. A deep orgasm fills you so much. And your mind just sinks happily down deep to the floor. You don't even know how long you were laying down there. As you're simply You feel a hand caressing your head, not to wake you, but simply to acknowledge and thank. Your body slowly switches to its next commands. It gently moves away and gets up. And without even thinking, walks back to where you were before, deeper and deeper. There's this very strange sensation again of blankly walking those corridors. The most normal thing in the world, in Nimcha Incorporated. Your desk and your chair are exactly where you left them, waiting for you to continue your work. After you sit down, it's almost like you never left. It takes you a moment to recognize that you're back. You blink. You must have zoned out. Yet you feel fulfilled, happy. Somehow you know that you did a good job. Wait. And welcome back.